Hello and welcome to another edition of the SGR Coffee Break. This is my 10-year-old sore-ass thumb. Almost threw a controller yesterday. Almost. This close. Just chucking the controller. Ugh, Mega Man, I love you, yet I hate you.
So, why are platformers fun again?
Oh, God. I'm going to get into it more, but man, that was the best $15 I have ever spent on a game, because then what they did with the Mega Man Legacy Collection, that was everything from slow down to graphical glitches, just pure goodness. I still feel 10 years old. Like, I should be going to the school and, like, talking to my best friend about what bosses were the best way to tackle, so that way we could get through the game a little faster. Unfortunately, that is not our topic for this week, though. We actually started out the pre-show pretty good, because we were comparing our toys, which relates to our topic. Carrie.
Here's my new toy. It's a talking Elcor. He just came in today, and he's adorable. Yes, he is. He's so cute.
Carrie, what is our topic, and how did we get our topic this week?
Our topic is Amiibos. No, I'm kidding. It is not Amiibos.
Yay, Amiibos!
Actually, well, I guess it could be Amiibos. Our topic this week is which Toys to Life game will win this holiday season. And this comes as from a suggestion from every now and then contributing writer and Book of the Month Club participant, Blake Grunman, who when it was last week or the week before, I was like, yeah, I got no ideas for topics. Anyone have anything? And he's like, let's talk about the Toys to Life, because there's, you know, three official Toys to Life games coming out this fall. One's actually coming out next week. And so which do we think that they're going to, you know, win this holiday season? And the Toys to Life games are Disney Infinity 3.0, which is Disney adding in their Star Wars collection, or I guess franchise.
Which, kind of a side note, I just went and bought Legos, the Star Wars ones. And mm-hmm. The Lego boxes are now starting to carry the little Disney logo on the bottom right-hand side. And if you go to Target, at least ours, you can kind of see the old boxes to the new boxes as they work through the stock. I found that really odd.
Well, Disney's got to get their name out there.
I know.
So, all right. So then the other one is Skylanders Superchargers, which is Skylanders now with vehicles.
And let's not forget, Skylanders is really the first real toy to life
yes.
to bring this whole genre up. I mean, they're the ones that started out with their little portal and their cool little toys.
Mm-hmm.
Figures.
Yep. And here's the funny story about that was that I forget the name, the developer, but they originally took their idea to Nintendo for this to do, because Nintendo had the Skylanders. Spyro. And they're like, hey, we want to bring a Spyro with Toys to Life. And Nintendo was like, no, dumb idea. Get the fuck out. And Activision's like, well, let's see where this goes. And that pretty much brought Activision back to life, aside from Call of Duty. And now the toy. And now what is Nintendo doing?
They're going to
Amiibos.
Oh, wait. And you have the Bowser and the Donkey Kong that can now go, isn't it? Can go to Skylanders, or is it flip flopped? I know it's Skylanders, and I know there's a. I believe Donkey Kong and Bowser go into Skylanders.
I believe you're right. It's a couple of Amiibos that can go into Skylanders. I was thinking, like, is it Skylanders that can go into Smash? I don't know.
Yeah, but.
Anyway,
either way, these two that really were like, nope, not going to do it, are like, hey, let's come together.
Yep. And then the third one is the brand new IP called Lego Dimensions, which brings in the whole idea of Lego toys into bringing them into the toys to life. And I had my doubts about this until I played it at E3, and I was like, oh, holy crap, this is amazing. Because it brings in just the geniusness of TT Games and what they do with parody and Legos. And it brings in new ideas on how to use the portal. And it's not just the fact that you can build the portal, because you don't have to freaking build the portal, you know, because it's really, because you don't piece together the little light sensors and all that. But because the portal can hold up to, I believe, 9 figures and or vehicles, and you actually use the portal to solve puzzles. Like, you have to arrange the characters into the spots on the portal. To do different things, because like certain lights will light up. It's like, okay, so I have to put this character here and to put this character here, or I need this character now to bring them in. And although they had me at the official portal levels, and when I say portal levels, I mean portal as in Chell and what's her name? I just lost it. GLaDOS. Yeah. And Wheatley are all present, and yeah.
The Dimensions Twitter stream is actually pretty interesting, because they go, I don't know, 3 tweets every day, and they're showing you just how much they're, like, the last one I saw yesterday was Back to the Future and Doctor Who.
Oh, I did not know Doctor Who was going to be a part of it. That's crazy.
And that was a big thing that just hit, like, yesterday or today, is that LEGO finally sealed a big deal with BBC for the rights for Doctor Who stuff. So we're going to see a lot of Doctor Who LEGO sets. So if you're a Doctor Who fan, which I am not, you know, get ready for your mass addiction to flow into LEGOs. Which I'm guessing this deal was already kind of being worked out, and that's why you were getting pictures of, like, Doctor Who's being in LEGO Dimensions.
Yeah.
So,
well, I told you that when I was at E3, we got to walk by this display set. It was a room that was full of all the toys that were going to be available at launch. And I was not allowed in there. I could look through the glass to see it, but then they just kind of walked me through. It was like, oh, holy crap, look at all this stuff. And they wouldn't let me take any pictures.
Yeah, My guess is that we're going to see a couple other things coming into this, too.
I mean, there were so many toys in there. This looked like a private shelf in the biggest Toys R Us ever. Like, all I could think of is Chris would, like, pee himself if he saw all this.
You know, the other funny thing is that it just hit me. I don't think that I've seen LEGO Dimensions say anything about Star Wars stuff being in there. And I'm wondering if that's because of the whole Disney Infinity thing going on, where the Star Wars stuff is hitting there. Because I've been trying to, you know, I keep looking, and I can't recall any Star Wars. It's always been like Back to the Future, the Doctor Who stuff now, like Indiana Jones, Lord of the Rings, but I have yet to see, like, here's our Stormtrooper. Here's Darth Vader. I haven't seen any of that. Have you?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember if there was any Star Wars talk. See, now I wish I had my notebook up here. I really don't remember.
I mean, it's not to say that, because obviously LEGO has, you know, rights for Star Wars stuff. But what I'm wondering is if that we're not going to see Star Wars stuff until, like, next year or sometime, after the whole Disney Infinity thing is kind of, like, it's done its thing. They've had their big hooray. Here's Disney Infinity 3.0. Look at all our Star Wars stuff. And then we'll see LEGO be like, okay, now we can introduce some Star Wars stuff. But I haven't. I'm really struggling here to
recall.
And it's, like I said, it's been all these other movies, like Ghostbusters.
I don't remember Indiana Jones. I remember Ghostbusters and Back to the Future and Scooby-Doo, and I want to say The Simpsons, and Batman, of course. The Lego movie. Well, that's a core. I think that's where Batman comes from, is from the Lego movie, not from Lego Batman games. Yeah, just because he makes a comment about only using black bricks, and that's a direct thing from the Lego movie. So that's really, I mean, but, you know, they, of course, the portal, because I got to see Chell. Another cool thing is, like, with the vehicles, like, you, The vehicles have, I think, two or three different transformations they can make, complete with instruction booklets, and it's just it's crazy.
Right. Well, what
Which is
about?
interesting when they talked about the vehicles, because I had just come, from a Skylander Superchargers meeting, which now introduces vehicles, and the portal is big enough to hold, one of the large, like I think the largest, like Skylanders Giants characters with some of the largest vehicles. Although they did say this is the first Skylanders game that can use previous portals.
Oh. Well,
So,
that's nice.
yeah, because I mean, one thing I'll say about Disney Infinity is that at least the portals work across all the games. So this will be the first Skylanders where you don't have to buy like a brand new portal or anything. But they did say like for some of the older Skylanders portals, the ones that were smaller, they're like, no, you probably won't be able to fit a Skylanders giant and a large vehicle on there.
Right. Now, in Skylanders games, don't all the Skylander stuff, don't they all carry over across versions? Like you can have older
They
Skylander figures,
can go forward.
but they can't go backward,
They
right?
can't go right.
And that's the thing that I think gets me about Disney, because if I'm remembering correctly, none of that stuff goes forward. Like you have Disney 1.0, that's your set. Then you have Disney 2.0, that's that set, which was Marvel. And now you have Disney 3.0, which is Star Wars. But like, none of those figures from like one carried forward. If I remember correctly, it's like
I
you can
don't
still
know
use
if
the
that's
port.
correct, because I thought, because what it's about is the play set. And you know what? Now you're gonna make now I'm gonna go check out my son's downstairs. I'll put in Disney Infinity 2.0 and put in one of his 1.0 play sets in there and see if it triggers.
Triggers.
Because I know you can use the figures for sure, because you can use them in the toy box arena and all that. But I want to say they were pretty big on that you can use everything from the prior. Now maybe that was everything with the caveat of the toy box and not the actual campaigns. I don't know, but now I'm really curious about that. 'Cause if that's true, that's a
Okay.
shame.
I had to go look. It says with Disney Infinity 2.0, all your previous Disney Infinity figures and power disc will move forward and work.
But that doesn't say
So,
about the play sets.
right. So my guess is that it's just going to be the figures and those little lose them because they're you'll need Disney Infinity 2.0 video game software. Obviously, we're talking Disney 3.0. I just did a quick search and I figured
Yeah.
out this is going to hold too true. So, here, Disney Infinity Marvel Super Heroes 2.0 play sets only work up in Disney 2.0 and require Disney
Okay.
2.0 video game software. All previous Disney Infinity play sets, Toy Story, Lone Ranger, Pirates Caribbean, Monsters University, yada, yada, will not work in the Disney Infinity 2.0. So, play sets appear to be locked to the edition.
Okay, Disney, that's crap. Yeah. Okay.
They do say, however, all playset pieces will unlock all associate playset toys for use within the Disney Infinity 2.0 toy box.
Well, yes. So you can use all the figures in the toy box, but you just can't use the pl Okay, that's a bunch of crap. I mean,
So.
okay. So at the same time, no, you can't. I guess with Skylanders, you can only play the campaign. Like I can only play Trap Team with a Trap Team disc. I can't, play the what Swap Force without the Swap Force disc. But I think that Skylanders and Disney Infinity are two completely different beasts, and that I mean the Skylanders campaign is huge, and from what I've seen of Gabriel playing both of his Disney Infinity games, the campaigns aren't that big. And it's just and if you need and if you keep buying these play sets to get, different campaigns, I guess I don't understand why that's not, I guess, DLC that can't be added on to
Right.
another game, because that's how it seemed to be advertised to me.
I don't know. I mean, I've always wanted to check out Disney Infinity, but I've just like I don't
I thought you had 2.0.
Blake got 2.0. Blake and I were both at that one point because it was on sale for like $100 or something like that. And you got that, you know, the ultimate edition, which had all the X-Men figure or the Avenger figures in it. I know he got it and I bailed out at the very last. I watched the sale and I was like, no, I'm just going to, I'll hold off. So I don't have it. And I, based off of, you know, the three that we're talking about at the current moment, I will probably not snag the Star Wars one either, the Disney 3.0.
I could actually see me buying a couple of the figures, and that's just because I'm a hardcore Obi-Wan fan. So I could see me buying Obi-Wan and moving on with my life. And like he hanging out with my desk with my Lynx and Sheik and Zelda. But I have no interest in picking it up. Of course, like I never really got into Disney Infinity. Like I'd watch Gabe play and I'd help him out with some stuff, but I got kind of bored because honestly, if I'm going to play the Marvel stuff, I'm more excited about the Lego Marvel games.
Yeah.
That I am about Disney Infinity.
Well, my problem with Disney Infinity is not only have to buy the figures, but you had to buy all the tokens, and I got to manage your token stuff. And I was like, okay, you're just give me the figures, make me buy the figures that are what, like $12 to $20, depending on the figure and its rarity. And sometimes you have to do certain special things in order to get a figure. It's just like, so, you know, if you're going to do a Toys the Life thing, I like the idea of I just buy the figure, put it on my little portal or my Amiibo, like I would do my Amiibo, and put it on the little reader on my Wii U pad and just be done with it. You know, don't make me buy little extra discs that are, you know, special weapons or whatever the discs are. So,
yeah.
I mean, I kind of like the direction they went with as far as the art style. They did that whole Clone Wars kind of thing. So, and I will give at least Disney and Skylanders. I haven't gotten to see the Lego figures, but I'm pretty sure I know what they'll look like. You know, they do a pretty good job at making their figures at least look pretty solid. So, I wanted to buy the Venom, actually. I wanted to buy Venom from Disney of like 1.0. Because Venom's like one of my favorite anti-heroes, villains, whatever he turns
into. I believe Gabriel has Venom. And I mean, you know, I do have to admit that a lot of that the figures, especially from, like, I didn't really care about the figures from 1.0. Mm-hmm. I'm not this hardcore Disney. I love Disney movies, don't get me wrong. I do love them, but I'm not this hardcore Disney fan. The Marvel stuff, I really like. Like, I really like Nick Fury, how they created him. And I really like, Black Widow and Hawkeye. I like how they...
Yeah.
Those characters, but like anything else, like not so much. Like I said, Star Wars, you know, but I'd look into Obi-Wan, but I would just want the figure, you know, kind of like what I've done with my Amiibos right here, because the figures are actually really well done. And was one thing I liked about my E3 appointment was that they took us through this area to show the different stages of the figure creation. Like they really do. So like they had a display and it showed the different, you know, this was in this part, this was in this part, this was in this part, the different stages of how they do this, because I mean they are super super serial about their figures.
That's cool.
Now they don't survive a two-year-old stepping on them.
Well,
as I have had to put Gamora back together a couple of times because my son just leaves his toys out and then wonders why everything gets broken. It's like, well, oh, and they do hurt if you step on them barefoot.
Oh, do they?
I can tell you that. Not the, yeah. The
Cars ones.
It's like the Cars ones don't, because they're pretty round. But, oh, man, any of the Guardians of the Galaxies, they got sharp ends.
So the question for you is, which would you rather step on? Guardians of the Galaxy, Disney 2.0, Infinity, or Legos?
Can I say Skylanders? Because those aren't so sharp and pointy. And they're actually bigger. So they can actually take the weight of someone stepping on them. We have not broken a Skylander yet.
Wow, that's some quality build right there.
Especially the swap force ones, because then they just get they give and they snap in half because they're supposed to. So yeah, I mean, I have to say the Skylanders ones. I mean, and I brought home a supercharger from E3 and I gave it to Gabe. They gave us like a car, which actually you can play with as a car. Like it, the wheels work and all that, and
Wow.
that has survived the 2-year-old hurling it across the room. Now, I did ask about the water vehicles. I was like, can those be bathtub toys? And he said, I wouldn't recommend it. If you're going to try it, buy two.
My guess is that the electronics inside are not in a waterproof barrier.
Probably not. It was just kind of funny because he was saying, like, these can all be played with as regular toys. And I was like, so the submarine, can we put that in the bathtub? And he looked at me. You could tell that they had never even considered
Consider
that
that.
question, which is funny because I know these people have kids because they were talking about playing these things with their kids, but they never once thought about putting the submarine in a bathtub. And it's because I know that's what my kids will ask. The submarine, why can't I put it in the bathtub?
Like you said, you're going to buy two and keep one locked away.
Or if it, or it's an airplane, how come like I can't just throw it and watch it fly? I was like, well, you can throw it all you want. Doesn't mean it's going to work after it lands.
Oh. So, out of the three that we've gone over, which one are you most looking forward to?
As a mother or as a gamer?
As a gamer.
As a gamer, Lego Dimensions.
And as a mother.
Probably Disney Infinity, because all right, because as a mother, I don't want I don't I'm not going to get my son Lego Dimensions, and that's just because he there's so many little pieces, and I could just see things get lost or mixed up in his other Legos, and then we have crisis in the house. Oh God, can't find stuff, which then makes mommy drink more. And or the little one, taking them apart and breaking things and losing them. And not only that, but I just think that the portal is too complicated for a 7-year-old. Like maybe when he's 8 or 9, he'll be able to figure it out. But the portal is, yeah, it's really, really complicated. And it's one of those things, like I remember talking to the people at the PlayStation Lifestyle people, and was describing it, and they're like, well, why can't kids figure that out? And it was Anthony, who's always the same age as my son, he was like, oh yeah, that's way beyond kids that age. Because you could tell who had kids and who didn't, because they're like, oh really? But the whole thing, and the reason why I'm not for Skylanders is because it was such a beating. I couldn't go into Best Buy or Toys R Us without him wanting to get every single Skylander, and we just got to the point about 3 and 4 months ago that he has all the Skylanders trap team characters that he wants. Like I make him save his money and all that because these things to get the pain, they add up after a while.
They do. And how many are there? Like how many comes in a collection? Like how many did you have to snag for Trap Team?
I don't even remember. Like it's
We talking 20 to 30, or are we talking like a hundred?
no. No, like he'd like there's about 10 to 15, which is a lot.
Hey, at 10 to what, like $10 to $20, give or take.
Right.
Depending
And of
if you
course
find
it,
them on sale.
and then like the trap team, they also came out with the expansions, so then he'd want the expansion, which is like another $20 for that set of toys. And yeah, so if I bought my own trap team figures, I had to hide them. Because then he'd be like, well, if you got them, why don't I have new ones? And we have to get to the explanation once again about how mommy has a job and mommy gets money. What are you doing to make money? So, I mean, I'm just personally sick of the Skylanders. When they announced Superchargers, I was like, really? Maybe some people are super excited about it and great, but I just think, I feel like Skylanders might have run its course.
That's kind of where I'm at. I haven't seen a lot of hype built up around. I mean, and I don't think the Amiibo exchange, however that works out, and it is, I do know that it is at least Donkey Kong and Bowser, because they also get their own vehicles. Maybe it's Donkey Kong and Bowser go into Skylanders because of the vehicles, right? But I don't think that that's even enough to hold that up. I mean, it's cool that now you're getting to do something a little bit more with your at least those two select amiibos, but it's not like it, to me, I see Disney Infinity doing its thing. We'll have another one to come out because obviously they have a lot of stuff they can draw off of, you know. And let's face it, Lego, you know, when that comes out, the Lego games, at least on consoles, have always been really good based off of the stuff that they're tweeting out. Looks like they're keeping the same sort of free flow and humor kind of thing going on. So, and let's who doesn't like hunting down studs? So, and punching your person you're playing co-op with to, you know, kill them and get their studs. I don't know anybody that does that, but yeah, I mean, if you think about shelving space now in a store, right? Now you got, because Disney Infinity, at least in like my Target and in our Best Buy up here, you know, Disney is a big chunk, a big chunk, sizable section. Now you're going to try to put in Lego, and Skylanders has been relegated to like this little end cap now. And I don't know where they're, what they're going to do next. And then you have Amiibos, which is, I mean, it's not as big as like the Disney Infinity portion, but
It's
yeah.
getting there, especially since they just announced the Animal Crossing ones, and people are losing their goddamn minds over some Animal Crossing ones. And
And let's face it, any time that there's like this new Amiibo announcement, people fucking lose their shit and
it's amazing because, like, I'm very lucky that I got all four Amiibos that I wanted. But I tell you what, if I wasn't able to get Toon Link, which I think was the hardest one for me to get, if I wasn't able to get it, I would be okay.
yeah, I really want the Mega Man because I mean Mega Man's a like I referred to at the beginning of the show, you know, that's like part of my childhood, but I'm not like sitting here pissed off because I don't have Mega Man on my desk. And I've always heard Fox is really good to have because of the whole, you know, the amiibo fighting. You just put your amiibo on and then they fight each other. You know, I have two friends that have Foxes and they're like, oh yeah, he's a badass. And I was just like, well, I don't have it. So, and you can go on Amazon and you can try to buy them, but I'm not going to pay fucking $60 for fucking amiibo. That just isn't happening. So, yeah, I don't think Skylanders is going to make it much longer. Even if they have another freaking run, if they're trying to go one more round, I don't think we're going to see Skylanders holding up much longer. I think Lego and
No.
Disney really are, you know, they're bringing good stuff to it. Lego is going to be nice because of, you know, you build it and then you get to rebuild it. And I mean, let's face it, I have, you know, little Lego Tumbler. I have a nice little Lego Millennium Falcon here. So, to me, I will enjoy clearing off one shelf and just putting my little Lego figures, you know, my little Lego toys for the dimensions on there. So, and
I see the race between Lego Dimensions. I see the race really being between Lego Dimensions and Disney Infinity, because I know a lot of people are super excited about the Star Wars toys.
oh, yeah, like. I know Blake was fucking losing his shit, like we all know he does. Oh my God, did you see? I remember when they first started releasing the screenshots. He's sending me the links. It's like, check it out. Look at how good this looks. And it was just like, oh God, Blake, I can hear you squealing. It's like that thing you can't get out of your memory. So I know that he's really stoked about that. I know I'm more stoked about Lego Dimensions. I think we'll have another good year or two with these two. And it's really going to become, you know, the toys to life video gaming thing. I think it will eventually kind of peter out, kind of like what we're seeing with
Oh, yeah.
Skylanders. You know, when that first came out, it was just crazy, right? Like it was awesome. Then Disney Infinity came out and they kind of changed. PC just went to sleep. So, you know, Disney Infinity kind of changed it. And now we're seeing Lego once again change it up even more. You know, what's going to be next? You know, you can only
Well, and
ride this train for so long.
what I would rather see Disney do instead of coming up with a 4.0, which is like, what are you going to bring in? Like, it made sense you brought in your Marvel franchise. It's making sense that you bring in your Star Wars, because these are completely separate franchises. But I'd rather see them do is now focus on doing more play sets, like DLC, and instead of an entire new game.
Right. And it's, I mean...
Which is what they were doing. Well, actually, they even didn't really do that with Disney Infinity 1.0. Like, they came up with some play sets, and then they would bring in new characters, but that was just for the toy box. Like, I remember Gabe buying the figures for... oh, what's that cartoon? With the platypus. Phineas and Ferb. And he was really hoping that there was a single-player campaign, and there wasn't. He can only use them in the toy box. Well, now he hasn't played with those toys because the toy box doesn't interest him. I know some people love it. Like, he got more interested in it when I showed him that it's really like Minecraft, but with Disney Infinity. Mm-hmm. But his response was, well, I'll just go play Minecraft.
I mean, he does have a lot of time invested in Minecraft already, so...
He does. You would not believe the stuff he was showing me the other day, how he has a creature museum now. He's built this whole museum with like cages of different animals and things he has in there, and how he goes in there and takes care of them and feeds them and has little tours. I was like, oh my God.
Oh God. So I think we're both in agreement. We're both going to get Lego. And
Disney. I'm not going to buy it because I got too many other things to buy. But if I was going to buy one, I don't see how much longer I'll hold out, honestly, because the more I'll think about, like, oh, but Chell and Portal. I just want to play. I just want to play Lego Portal game. That's all there is to it. I just want to play a Lego Portal game. So I'll get Lego Dimensions, and I will have to hide it from my son, because otherwise my toys will leave this room, and then they'll get mixed up in his Legos, and that won't be good for anybody.
Oh, hell will have no fury.
I'll have That's no right. fury.
Like mom with her Legos stolen.
Oh, well, did I tell you about how he and his friend Samantha stole a necklace out of my office?
Nope. Did not hear that.
I have this massive Witcher 3 necklace that came, I think, with my collector's edition. Like, the thing is huge. Like, it's about, like, that big. And it's on this really long chain, and it's super heavy, and, like, I would never wear it. So I have it kind of coiled up, like, on a corner back there next to my Witcher statue. And I remember walking in my office, and it's like, something about this bookshelf doesn't look right, but I can't figure out exactly what it is. You know, it's supposed to be a problem when you have so much crap, is that you know something's missing, but you don't know what, because there's so much other stuff. And then Sean comes downstairs holding my necklace going, are you missing this? I'm like, that's what's missing. Where was that? And he said that Gabe and Samantha came in my room and were taking stuff for a treasure hunt. So I had to bring them both in my office and tell them if they take anything out of this office ever, ever again, I will never play any video games on my consoles with Gabe again. And his eyes got about that big. He's like, we can't do it, Samantha. We can't.
Oh, that's good. So, let's answer Blake's question. Which of these do we think is really going to win the holiday season? I think I'm going with Lego because it's going to be something new.
And I'm going to go with Disney Infinity 3.0 because everybody loves Star Wars.
And the Star Wars movie is coming out on the holiday season.
Yeah.
Seven. Well, we'll have to wait for, you know, sales figures to come out next spring.
Yeah.
Either way.
But hey, that was a good discussion. Thanks, Blake.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Way to go, Blake. Way to not troll.
No. The troll for hire is Ross. I think we already established that.
All right, Carrie.
Hmm.
What have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing Her Story, but I don't want to talk about it because we talked about it ad nauseum. Earlier this week. So, yeah. You know, I actually did think about restarting it again and trying to get through the database to get, like, the 100%, and I was like, yeah, I don't care.
I mean,
let my OCD just let it go, you know?
And all you really do is you just keep hitting search. So like I search for murder, 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 and then eventually you get through all the videos and you're like, okay, great. Now cover up or whatever. Just don't
Well,
do.
if I had known about that I can move that window and then see that little branch, that might have helped me out a little bit, but no, I didn't even think about that. But anyway, so of course I'm still playing the MKX card game because that is my addiction. I was talking to a friend earlier who was talking about how that she's addicted to Hearthstone and that it's all this crap she didn't get done last night because she's playing Hearthstone. She's like, you need to get into Hearthstone. I'm like, no, I already got a card game on mobile that I'm already addicted to. I don't need to. And like, technically, I'm actually really hooked on the Microsoft Solitaire collection on the Surface
Oh shit.
because there's daily challenges, and those are so much fun. So, hi, Toby. Did you want to be a part of this too? Of course, I've been playing more Halo Master Chief Collection with my friend Drew, and so. I was telling Blake that how our game sessions, I told Blake, I was like, I don't know if we can play this game with you and Chris because we're talking about Halo 3 ODST because there's, I know that Vlad the Heartless and Blake the Asshole will want to kill the Hurogok and Drew and I will have a severe problem with it and we'll start mutiny and kill all you guys every time you shoot at the poor Hurogok because we've read the books and we love the Hurogok, and Blake's like, but they go boom and you shoot them. I'm like, oh, fuck you, man. It's the Hurogok. You don't kill the Hurogok. But I know Blake Chris would be like, whatever, I'm killing them.
Yeah, fuck it. It looked at me funny. That's all Vlad needs. You give him the wrong glance and you're fucking toast.
So I was talking to Blake about that. He's like, so what are your and Drew's sections like? I was like, oh, well, you guys would be bored because we don't kill each other. We don't, we always try to help each other out. We're always talking about where we are. We let each other know when one of us is dead so they can back up and get out of the fight to get the other one back. We'll coincide how we're gonna like attack hunters and then we get into arguments about the proper way to pronounce Jurahani, which is one of the alien names because we read the books. And so Blake's like, so you guys are a bunch of goddamn nerds. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, and that coming from Blake.
Yeah.
Blake, you have no room to talk, buddy. You have no room to talk.
Well, like we actually did get in a serious discussion over how to pronounce Jurahani because he's listened to the audiobooks, I have not, so I pronounce them Jurahani, which are the brutes, the big gorilla monkey looking things that come at you with the hammers of doom. And so Drew was like, it's the Jurahani. I was like, are you sure? So he's like, well, this is what these audiobooks say. And so that was like, so how do you pronounce that again? Jurahani. Because because you have something in your head, it's hard to break that habit. I was like, well, am I pronouncing the Sangheili correct? He says, yes, you are. I'm like, okay, so what about the Ungoy? He goes, yes, you're pronouncing those correct too. Like, okay. So that's our discussions with Halo. And then like we'll watch the terminals and then after we're done watching a terminal, we'll dissect it with what compared to the Forerunner books that we've read.
Wow, this is a very scientific playing of Halo Master Chief Collection. Jeez.
It is.
I just want
Yeah.
to kill things. I just want to shoot shit, and every once in a while I'll come up and just take the back of my gun and, see how well your shield holds up. Usually doesn't hold up very well.
Yeah, the only time I've ever killed Drew is when if I finish watching the terminal before he does, because the way that it works is that you don't watch at the same time because it takes you out of the game and into the Halo waypoint, which is stupid, but whatever. I guess they do that so now it's unlocked in the Halo waypoint. You can watch it whenever you want. And so, but when you come back out of it, the other person's watching it and they're just staring. It looks like they're just standing and staring at nothing. So I've gone up behind Drew and I totally elbowed him in the head and knocked him down. And then I laughed like a little kid and walked away. And then he came to, he goes, hey, where's my sniper rifle? So apparently when I killed him, he dropped it and it's gone. It's like, where the fuck did my sniper rifle go? I know I had it. I was like, I don't know. Maybe you dropped it? He goes, no, I had it. Like, oh, I don't know. So there you go, Drew. Now you've heard the confession. That's what happened to your sniper rifle.
Carrie's got a little bit of an asshole in her.
I honestly figured that he could pick it, he'd be standing over his dead body and pick it back up, but he didn't notice his dead body, so he just left it. So he lost his sniper rifle. See, and now he's going to do that to me when I have like the fuel rod cannon or something that I really, really like to have.
Yeah.
Hi, Toby. I know. I know. And I deserve it. I should say I won't do that again, but I probably will. And the other thing I've been playing is Gears of War Ultimate Edition, because it is so much fun. And it's amazing how pretty brown and gritty can actually be.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed a lot of. So I got this yesterday, unlike Carrie, who had it for like, you know, a month and a half.
I had it for a week. Be nice.
So I got mine yesterday, and not only, well, I was like, this is an impressive remake, because usually it's just a little bit of an upscaling of what they had, but this actually looks like they took their art assets and actually ran them through. Let's actually move this into the next gen era. So it looks really, really good. But the other thing I noticed is that the sounds, like when they're walking and when you're gun shooting and the reloading, it all sounds so much better. Just like there's a heavier thudding when they're walking, because obviously they're giant dudes, right? So,
and they're laying down with a shit ton of gear.
Yeah. So I mean, when they're like running and walking, you just hear that thudding.
I just made a pun. They're laying down with gear.
Okay. It's also amazed me at how well I can remember where most of the cogs are hidden. So I'm like, I'll be running through a stage and go, oh yeah, there's a cog over here I need to get. And that game's held up. I mean, yeah, I know that's only Xbox 360 to Xbox One, but...
But it's early Xbox 360.
Yeah, and that game is still... It took a while to get used to the controls. And the funny thing is that I played Gears of War and then went over to Destiny to play with my brothers. Then we played... Grand Theft Auto last night, and I was getting all kinds of clusterfucked with the controls. Obviously, you know, my rum and coke wasn't helping out much with that, but I was like, I was in GTA trying to speed reload my weapon. I was like, oh, that's right, you just press a button, you gotta wait for your guy to reload. It was funny. I ended up meleeing a couple times last night in Destiny because I tried to do the speed reload again, so it was just, yeah. But I started playing it. I was like, oh man, this brings back, like, I got Gears of War the first time. I picked up my 360 right before Thanksgiving, and my roommate and I sat down and played Gears of War. We beat it the first day. Thanksgiving rolls around, we get Thanksgiving dinner and stuff like that going, and then we start playing Gears of War on the harder difficulty, eat Thanksgiving dinner, beat the game, start it over again to start playing it. Like, we played it that entire weekend until we were just utterly sick of it. But and then it's just bringing back some of those happy memories. It's such a good... Like your review had said, I mean, if you didn't like Gears of War the first time, you're probably not going to like it this time. But to me, I'm really hoping that they do the same treatment to the other two. So,
because they don't have to do Judgment. We can just pretend Judgment didn't
exist. We'll let that one go. Well, I said that the other two, Gears of War 2 and 3, and just be done. And just stop at that point and move on. So... Yeah. I did notice, so apparently because I played, I don't know if I have to go play an online match, but you get like a special gold skin for your weapons. And I was like, I wonder what else you get, what else there is as far as this. So I actually went into the Xbox store thing. Man. Mm-hmm. the amount of costumes that you can buy for your guns for $7 is ridiculous. And they don't work in the single player campaign. It's all for you multiplayer guys. I just want to be like the CSGO people, then just skin the crap out of your weapons. So there's a couple skins for like $7, and there's all these different collections. And then you can buy like Dom without the, or is it Dom or Marcus that you can get that has no armor? So it's just, I think it's Marcus because he's it looks like when you first see him in the jail cell. It's just his t-shirt, and you know, there's like a couple female players in there, and there's a ton of crap that you can buy. So, I mean,
you can buy the deluxe edition, and I think that unlocks all of it.
Did not know that. Not that I don't really play the online stuff, so and I don't know that this would really bring back a whole lot of people playing the online stuff. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but Definitely.
The online portion is pretty fun. I don't know how much I'll play it, but the session that I had was a lot of fun. I suck at it. I suck at it so hard, but it's still a good time. See, I was a bigger fan of the Gears of War 3 online stuff, the co-op stuff, where you played against AI instead of other people.
Yay. Yeah. Like the horde mode, whatever it was.
Yes. The horde mode, the locust mode. Mm-hmm. Love that. We had so much fun, doing a locust mode. And
yeah, I remember my roommate, when he was playing it, that's what he was doing. And he was getting really, he's like, I'm just trying to get leveled up. Just trying to get this done. I just want to beat wave 50. And I was like, good Lord, dude. So yeah, he played a lot of Gears of War online where we would play it every once in a while, but not a whole lot. So mm-hmm. I also like how they left split screen in. I thought that was pretty nice.
And horizontal options, depending on what you like.
Yay. So,
I can't wait till you're done traveling, because then we're going to have like Gears at Lunch sessions.
I'm all about that. I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm. Because I think it'll be the only way I'll try the harder difficulties is with somebody else.
Yeah.
Because even though they cured Dom of the stupids, I don't trust him to not have a relapse in the harder difficulties.
Yeah, he's already dying a lot on mine. Well, not dying, but he falls, and I keep seeing his picture. I'm just like, you and Carmine can just just keep dragging your limp, your bleeding out ass along.
So. They don't, though.
No, they just sit there. Like, they just sit there, stare at the ground.
Yeah. But I leave him now. Like, I don't even, because I have to make sure to keep other locusts off of him, because if they see him and decide to do an execution, that's it. Like, but, because I even looked it up, it's like, no, they will not bleed out on their own, but they're ripe for getting shot at or executions and, yeah. Stuff like that. But I always love it when Dom decides to rush the Troika. I'm like, what are you doing, man? And gets down and is like, help me. I'm like, no, I'm not helping you, because then I'm going to get killed.
Yep.
Dumbass.
Oh, Gears. So much fun. And it does look so good now. It does. This was another good one. I'm glad that I played Snag. So, anything else you've been playing?
No.
Yeah.
That's been pretty much it.
All right.
Tonight is Halo night, so.
Blake and I haven't done Halo night since that one time. I don't know. So maybe this weekend. Who knows? So let's see it. Like I said, played some more Destiny. Yesterday was reset day, so me and my brothers were doing things like the Nightfall to get our light levels and all that jazz. Did some GT moves like, okay, I'm really bored. We just killed Omnigol. I don't want to do this again with my other character. Let's go do something else. Let's play GTA. And me and my other brother were like, you can try, but we're just going to drink and get drunk and fuck up your game. He's like, I don't care. So that's exactly what we did. We did one mission, screwed up like three times for him, and then finally beat it for him, and then just sat there killing people. So
good time.
And then one of my brothers, maybe he's like, we're going to go to the store, because you've been wearing the same outfit since we started playing this game, so you're going to change your clothes. So now I'm like sporting another plaid. You hate the fact that I had a plaid shirt. So I bought another plaid shirt, just in a different color, and a cowboy hat and some cargo pants, because fuck that article. Internet article. So I did that. Let's see. Also started getting back into Heroes of the Storm. This is basically a MOBA. It's like a streamlined version of League of Legends, just minus all the stupid crap that I really didn't like about League of Legends. This is actually a lot of fun. It's really cool to play a lot of the, you know, Blizzard heroes that they've brought out over the years, and they keep adding more, so it's cool. So they draw from World of Warcraft, Blizzard's past history, so like the Lost Vikings are in there. You obviously have StarCraft and Diablo 3. So it's cool to play that. So, and it's free. And I also started playing Hearthstone again, because I keep trying to make this like a thing. And they just came out with another expansion, the Grand Tournament or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So slowly just playing that, putzing around with it. Haven't invested any money in that. And the big one, Mega Man Legacy Collection. came out yesterday for download. It's Xbox One, PS4, and PC. And man, let me tell you, I started playing this. I started off at Mega Man 1. I was like, okay, I was just going to sample them. I was just going to play a boss or two and just kind of keep going on to see how well it did. And man, let me tell you, it brought back so many memories. So many memories. And then, you know, they brought in the whole, like the emulators have, where you can turn on the scan lines. So you have, you know, the TV pixelation, and then they had the monitor pixelation. So it looks a little bit sharper, but it's still pixelated. And so I started playing just with the TV lines in there just for a little bit. And I was like, yeah, I remember this. I remember like all the weird shadow effects that some of it had. But yeah, they definitely, this is a big fan service. You still have a lot, like in Mega Man 1, when there was, you know, four enemies on the screen and everybody starts shooting, you get the slowdown. So you got to, you know, compensate for that. Mega Man 3 still has a glitch in the title screen where like a couple of the a row of pixels kind of blends down to the next row and it flickers and all that. Some of the terrible controls, like in Mega Man 1, you would notice that if you were walking along and you stopped, your guy, like Mega Man would just kind of slide a little bit. So you had that. But, and they, you know, you can play it either like completely stretched out, which the game looks terrible that way. So I just play with the borders. And what I really enjoyed that they did, if you pay attention to it, is that, you know, if you're playing Mega Man 1, you get like this nice Mega Man 1 theme border. If you're playing Mega Man 3, it shows you like a little 3 up in a corner. So, you know, you're playing Mega Man 3 and you have the Mega Man 3 theme going on. So it was really nice of them to do that. You also have access to like the entire soundtrack for all six games. So the Mega Man Legacy Collection is all the NES stuff. So it's Mega Man 1 through 6. And I know a lot of people that never have even touched Mega Man 1 because it was a really hard one to find. And the box art was just absolutely atrocious. Like you saw the box art and you're like, no, I don't think I really want to try this. So, but you have all the soundtracks, so you can just kind of go through, pick your, which Mega Man was your favorite Mega Man, and just listen to the audio. So that was pretty cool. And then the leaderboards, or the challenges, that's, I can see a lot of replay value coming in that, because that's actually, those are really challenging. And it's, you know, they'll take a boss, and they'll give you some weapons, and then they're like, okay, here you go. Beat the boss as quickly as you can. And they have, you know, here's our suggested time that you should be able to beat it in. And then you try to do it, and you, like, let's say you do the dragon. So you kill the dragon. I think his time is like 3 or 5 minutes or something like that. And you beat it in 2 minutes. And you're like, great, I'm going to get the 3 little helmet rating. Nope, you get 2. You have to beat it even faster. And then they actually have online leaderboards, so you can actually see all the people that have beaten that particular challenge, and you can try to compete with, you know, try to take that number one spot, but good luck with that. So I started watching last night after I had already played, you know, I've already played this for a while. So there's a couple speedrunners that I do watch on Twitch, and they had picked it up and they were actually trying to start speedrunning Mega Man like 1, and the other one was doing Mega Man 3. So it's always interesting to watch speedrunners just go through and tackle it. And the fact that it seems like Capcom really did just take their source code and made sure that it was compatible with, you know, the platforms they were putting it on, but didn't want to change anything, just to, like you said, it was an artistic touch. And I think that was great, because it really brings in the, this is what our games were like when we released them. Enjoy it, and welcome to breaking your controllers.
Well, I actually wrote a feature about this from interviewing Frank Cifaldi of Digital Eclipse on Action Trip that discusses exactly why they did certain things, what they did, and what their goal was with porting this game, and what they want to do. And one thing I will share is that what he said that he wants to do about archiving games is, he said the problem we have with archiving games is that it's super expensive. You know, to completely redo the code for every single platform is expensive. Mm-hmm. So what they've done with the Mega Man Legacy Collection is that they've ported it to work with their engine, and then they're just going to work with the engine to work with different platforms.
Oh, nice.
That's how they'll be able to permanently archive it, which I think is awesome. I think that's a great idea. But he went into other reasons, like, because we discussed, like, well, why did you leave that in there? And he went into exactly why they did certain things, because his whole thing is preserving the artist's intention. So we even discussed Final Fantasy VII Remake and all that, and future ideas that he has with what he would like to do in the future. So I can't wait to see what Digital Eclipse does next. Like, I actually played a little bit of it, and I was like, okay, this is not so bad. Why did I hate this game? And then I got to the part where the blocks, like, like, where, you know what I'm talking about? Where it comes and disappears. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck this game. I'm done.
The other fun thing, and this is, I mean, just the thing that I liked, is that you could, if you start and actually play the Mega Mans in order, you can actually see the progression as people started getting a grasp on what the NES technology was capable of. Because you start off with Mega Man 1, and it's, I mean, it's still a good game, but, you know, stages are kind of bland, enemy variation isn't a whole lot, there's not a whole lot going on. And by the time you get to Mega Man 6, like, the stuff going on in stages is getting crazy. You have nice backgrounds as opposed to just one solid color, and monster type, you know, the robot types are all vastly different, and the bosses when you get to Wily's Castle are really good. It just, it's a really cool thing to be able to sit down and just play through those, or even just start them up, play a stage, start another, you know, go to Mega Man 2, start up a stage, play that once, and just see as people got a grasp on what the technology was like. And we always say that, like, you know, launch games are always kind of subpar kind of games because people are just starting to get a feel for what the systems can do. And by the time the system comes to its, you know, we're moving on to the new, a new system, developers have finally got a way to, you know, they understand what all these systems are capable of doing. So to be able to do that with the Mega Mans and actually see, you know, an 8-bit console and see how far they were able to push that NES system, it's, mm-hmm. It's crazy. So,
well, the other thing Frank Cifaldi mentioned, and I was like, that can't be true. And so then he and I are both going through history, and he's right that the first Mega Man was the very first console game where the characters have expressions, like facial expressions.
Yeah, because Mega Man, if you just sat there, he just blinked his eyes.
Right. Or, like, you know, when he jumps, he makes that face when he jumps, or when he gets hurt. And he said the thing that he loved the most was that when you first get to Bomb Man, how, you know, he appears and he just kind of looks over at Mega Man and then tosses a bomb and smiles before throwing it. He's like, that kind of little touch was never present in a game before. And I was like, that can't be right. And so we started thinking, it's like, no, not Super Mario. Maybe not Metroid, because who knows if she had any expressions. So we were going through stuff and we couldn't think of anything, but he said that was actually one of the big reasons why that they went to Mega Man first as his first archival project. It was because of the artistic direction.
It's good. It's a lot of fun. I really hope they do package up the Mega Man X series that was on the Super Nintendo. So, you know, I would love to be able to play those again too.
I am sure that that's all. I think that this was, like, you know, Capcom's first bone to throw at him. He did say they had other projects that they were talking about, but he wouldn't even let me guess, like, what era, what console, or anything like that. So they've got other things in the works. So good. I can't wait, because I think, because it's the way he actually compared it to the old black and white movies. Like, you know, we archive those, right, and we don't change the artistic integrity of those. Like, he even talked about, like, you know, you don't colorize a black and white movie, so therefore you don't change what the artists decided for this type of game. And I'll put a link to my feature on this post, because he goes into exactly why they made certain decisions, like the lag, some of the flickering, things like that, things that we called glitches, he actually explains about the artistic integrity.
So, it's the way it's meant to be played.
It's fascinating. But anyway, well, I guess that we need to wrap that up for now, because it's about lunchtime. We've talked from coffee through lunch.
We have. It's time for a beer and some lunch. So, Carrie?
You're gonna have a liquid lunch. Figures.
I can't have it be too liquidy. I have to go to the grocery store, and then I have to get our CSA pickup later on this afternoon. So.
Ah, well, there you go. Well, as you can see, that we do actually take to consideration topics that you want to talk about. I have another topic for next week that a reader has suggested. So we're going to be discussing that next week. So you can leave a comment here to do that. You can email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com. You can follow Chris and I on Twitter to hear our lovely opinions. I say fuck a lot, and he posts photos. He's at Starvin, I'm at Crunchy Chocobo, and the site is at Strategy Reviews. The site does not say fuck a lot, so that's always good. And of course, we ask that you keep on reading SGR. We're about getting into the busy season, people. I mean, I'm disappointed that there's no Disney Infinity 3.0 strategy guide releasing. That's kind of disheartening. So the first guides coming out won't be until much later. But man, come October, it is going to be crazy. I think actually our next guide is Metal Gear Solid 5, which I just got confirmation for yesterday.
Man, that trailer that they just released on that game. So many.
Man, we'll talk about some symbolism. The very beginning of that, where he rips off the fox patch and like throws it out of the helicopter. I'm like, oh yeah, that's pretty much Kojima saying goodbye, because this was the last trailer he directed.
Yep.
Oh, so, anyway, well, that's it, and we'll talk to you all next week.
And with that, we're out. Peace.